You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the wake of Cyclone Gabrielle, much of the infrastructure, particularly in rural areas, has been damaged. Forestry slash has been blamed for a lot of this damage. Today, I talked to Tai Rāwhiti farmer and National Board member for the Federated Farmers, Toby Williams, regarding forestry slash as an issue. I started by asking him what it is and why it's a risk for property.
So forestry slash is the leftover timber from when we're harvesting trees. It's the broken branches, it's the tops of trees, stuff that's currently not utilised. At the moment, we only use the big trunks. And the risk is, there's no risk to anybody. Say if you're clearing a forest, it's flat. There's no risk to anybody because it can't get picked up by water and moved somewhere. But in our steep, erodible country, it's, if left on those slopes, it can wash down into waterways, and then it becomes, an issue where it jams up against bridges and culverts and things like that. Yeah, it's much more of a risk to infrastructure because obviously, if it slams against a bridge, the water can pass under bridges or over bridges. If you've got woody debris coming down and hitting bridges, it blocks water and it catches more sticks and more woody debris and more woody debris. And eventually, as we've seen in Cyclone Gabrielle, we've got bridge failure, and in part due to woody debris.
What actions do you think the forestry industry needs to make about forestry slash?
Well, what we've been calling for is a change of harvesting practices. So we're harvesting smaller areas of each block, and then going back multiple times. But we also would like to see that excess timber used. Minister Nash has talked in the last year or so about the bioeconomy, about how we can utilise these trees to create energy and biofuels and things like that. It's all sitting there waiting, ready to go, but it needs some solutions to get it in process. So we want, it'd be nice to have some solutions around that. And the other thing we like to see really is if you bring these trees up, they're difficult to deal with. You've got a small area on a log skid to store the stuff. So if we're chipping it and putting it back over the bank, the woody debris can still enter the waterways. But as a chip instead of a big branch, it's not going to have the issues of that we've seen, from woody debris building up onto our infrastructure.
Following the recent extreme weather events, do you think the forestry industry practices need to be reviewed soon?
Yeah, I think they do. And what it doesn't need to be a cookie-cutter approach. The harvesting practices you use in Kaiangaroa and other flatter, areas are perfectly adequate for the area they're in. What we want is bespoke rules that look at, and especially for our region, highly erodible soils, that are sensitive and fragile, we need to harvest the trees, and forestry is important, but we need to make sure that when we're doing it, we're not causing more damage to infrastructure and to the slopes than is absolutely necessary.
So you mentioned using forestry slash for different uses. Why aren't we doing that already?
That's a really good question. I think a lot of it comes down to cost, the cost of transporting it out of the forest to someone for processing. When you're harvesting trees, one of the biggest single costs for doing that is actually transportation to port. So I think to be able to do it, we need small micro plants set up in isolated regions, which will bring jobs and bring other benefits along. So you're actually processing it closer to source. So it needs some technology developed to enable you to do that. And that's where the government really needs to step up. And there's plenty of really innovative guys out there. New Zealand's known for its number eight mentality and its number eight thinking. I'm sure there's some solutions there. It's just a matter of people actually having the courage to step up and do it, or the funding behind them to enable it.
So you think a lot of the solution lies with the people?
Yeah, well, it does. I mean, New Zealand is, we've got incredible people in our country. They're very smart. There are solutions there. They're not easy. And it's going to, it's all going to cost money. It's going to cost something. Currently, what we're seeing with woody debris, especially in our region, is it's the communities that pay the price. We think some of this should be borne by the government. They've built the rules around this. But also the landowners who own the forestry, they should be wearing some of the costs as well. It shouldn't be just left up to our communities and downstream landowners to be paying the price.
So you're mentioning the community, and this is an interesting thing. I was wondering what we can do as just citizens of New Zealand to make a difference in this issue.
I think you could turn it into an election issue. You know, the government's really great at talk, but not great at actually delivering. We want some delivery out of this. We want them held to account. So in 2018, we had the Tolaga Bay floods, which a lot of people remember, where the beach was absolutely annihilated, and further up the coast as well. Forestry improved from there. You know, they improved their skid sites, they improved their road building, they improved in the replanting, they've improved. You know, we're not planting these big steep gullies down the bottoms anymore, so there's going to be natural areas to gather the stuff up, you know, just to hopefully stop it getting into waterways. But what we really need is, as the public throughout New Zealand, is to really put some pressure on the ministers, especially Minister Nash, to actually get some teeth into this and not be, you know, pro-forestry. He's the forestry minister, he's going to be pro-forestry, he's a forester. But, we, you know, if this is mining, for instance, and we had waste mining tailings going down into waterways, you know, you'd be shut down in an instant. You know, 10 or 15 years ago, we had the duty dairying stuff all through the Waikato, all over New Zealand. And all of a sudden it became unpalatable to have effluent going into your waterways. So a whole heap of rules put on dairy farmers, which have stopped that practice pretty much in its tracks. It is big teeth. You know, if your effluent's going into waterways, there's big fines now. Why can't we be looking at similar sets of rules for the forestry guys? That's what we like to see. And the public, we've got an election coming up, and the public have the power with their votes to be able to help make the change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.